Perfect.
Yo, 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 what it do, everybody? It's your man Dre, aka Dre on Wheels. Y'all already know what it is. Welcome back, everyone, to the 1130 podcast, Talk Pro Wrestling. What's good, everybody, doing out there? We made it back here. It's the weekend. It's upon us. It's Friday. Time to talk some pro wrestling. Good morning to everyone who's listening to me or watching on YouTube. And what's up to everyone who's listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts is at. Thank you for coming back here for Talk Pro Wrestling. It's going to be an amazing show. If you're new to the podcast, make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube. Like, leave a comment, and tell a friend about the 1130 podcast. And once again, don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. But you guys, like I said, it's time to talk some pro wrestling. I got an amazing and interesting guest that's going to be joining me here on the podcast this week, you guys. Yes, he wrestles for Alliance Championship Wrestling, Alliance Wrestling League, just to name a few. He's the River Rat Juggalo, TJ Tugger, joining me here this week on Talk Pro Wrestling. Yes, man, it's going to be a very interesting one, real good one. But before we do, shout out my guest who was on last week, the Commission. Warren Marlow and Blackheart. Don't forget, you guys, tomorrow we will be live right back here on YouTube and all the 1130 podcast social media channels. So get ready, man. It's going to be a great, great weekend. But we ain't going to waste no more time. TJ Tugger, what's going on, my guy?
Yeah, same thing, go a different bottle, brother.
Hey, okay, man. Hey, I love that. I love the energy that you bring, and I'm loving the whole intensity of you so far. I really haven't, you know, seen too much of you, but from what I saw on social media, the River Rat Juggalo is the guy, man. So I had to reach out to him to be here on the 1130 podcast this week. You're the king of New England, am I right?
I wouldn't go as far as to say that, but I am working my way up along with the JWO to reach the throne.
Okay.
It wouldn't just be me. I'm not gonna solo that project. Okay. Everybody that comes along with me has got a free ride.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's what's up. We're going to get into all of that, JWO and everything. But for my listeners and viewers, man, that's not familiar with you, I always allow my guests, man, to tell, you know, everyone, man, about yourself. So, floor is yours.
Well, from what you said, you introduced me into Alliance Championship Wrestling. That was just one of the many feds that I joined, but that was basically the one that got me started in the independent lake scene. It was managed by Dave Oliveira at the time, and it was pretty much his show and a couple others and everything. I didn't get too much into the board of directors because I was young, you know, so I was just happy to be part of a place that wanted me, other than the backyard. But the backyard is basically where I got my start off on everything and shit. I had my own Fed, CCW, Crazy Championship Wrestling. That shit lasted for a few years and shit. I've been a few champion titles on that matter. Other than that, after ACW, shit sort of quieted down. And I wasn't really doing much until all of a sudden my brother, the future Jamie Tucker, he asks me, hey, I got a backyard fed SCW, Sadistic Championship Wrestling, and I want you to be part of it. So I'm like, all right, that's cool. So I went over there and I wound up winning the SCW Hardcore Championship over there. Not exactly an easy freaking thing to do. And within about a week or two of having it, I had my first real accident, had a seizure, grand mal seizure. And because of that, my brother asked me to return the next week after I was free and clear. And he strips me of the Hardcore Championship. He says, by the way, we're asking you to retire. So that right there got me freaking pissed off. So I laid low for fucking years. Out of nowhere, I get RW comes a calling, Reunion Wrestling. from Mac Attack, Monster Mac and Trainee Number One. Well, they come back and they want me to, you know, go to one of their shows, RW3, the VFW Hall Brawl, I think it was. And I'm there and I'm like, you know, I could have been here before. You're over here on season three of your shit. What happened to the other two seasons? So they tried to explain to me, oh, we asked your brother to, you know, give you the invitation. You didn't get it? I said, no, he never said shit to me. So they were like, oh, damn, that's some fucked up shit. And it was to me, you know, I got fucking hurt. That was my brother, my fucking blood, you know, and he doesn't fucking mention anything to me. I got to find out for myself. Most important, these guys got to come into the Flint of Fall River, where is where I live and shit, and they got to fucking try to find me amongst everyone out there. And it was just fucking so screwed up and shit. It still gets me pissed off. That's why I had to bring it, you know, out. You told me the floor is mine. So, yeah, I'm explaining a little bit of myself and shit to anybody out there that doesn't really know me on how I got my start and whatever that piled up to it. Yeah, that's what happened to me. I mean, RW, it's seeing better days and it's going through some turning shit right now and everything. So I can't really delve into that and everything. But they're supposedly going to probably get me to wind up facing my brother in the future. I don't know, but if it comes down, then it is in the fucking cards and it will be done. As far as that goes, that's the end of that. Okay. Right after I started knowing that RW was kind of going down, on the rise was this other crowd called KPW, Crazy Pro Wrestling. And they send me, like they sent a few other people, this like cryptic, I wouldn't say cryptic message, because it was playing out pretty much and shit. But the way that they sent it, the way that they used things, and the way that it just looked like and shit, it was really like spooky like and shit. And I'm into the spook factor and everything, but goddamn, I never saw a fag try to reach me this fucking way and shit, you know? So, all of a sudden, I got a knock on my tent. There's this weird dude and shit. He passed me this note, and then he sends me like a picture of the note that I guess I was supposed to receive and everything and shit. And it was real old, like I said, parchment paper. It was signed with, well, sealed with red wax sealer and shit. And you broke it open, and it told you the entire thing about how they know me. And Rob Roberts got one. Tough Daddy got one. I believe my other boss, Versace Stoner, got one and shit, too. And we've been in KPW's hands and shit. And so far, so good. But I know this company is just almost like any other company. Yeah, it's different. But the way that it's trying to get to me is I've handled feds like this. But the thing is I've never had anybody on the side of me willing to help me before. Now I've resurfaced and shit, and people want to get on my fucking bandwagon and everything. I am the River Rat Juggalo, TJ Tucker, and I am the president of the JWO here in Fall River, Massachusetts. I'm part of KPW, RW, LSW, AWL. That's who I am.
Hey, man. I dig it. I definitely dig it, man. Seemed like you had a whole lot of that balled up, man. And this is the place, for real. The 1130 podcast is the place to let it all out, man. You said you had that seizure and all that. You wouldn't let nothing stop you or let nothing kill you, huh?
No. You know how you may think it's easy to kill a rat? Ain't so true.
Okay.
We're the only creatures that can delve in a pile of shit and come out with a white coat at the very end.
Hey, you right about that. Speaking of rat, though, you're the River Rat Juggalo. How did you come up with that name and the whole persona? Because I really dig it, and the whole mask and stuff, though. So, yeah, how did you come up with that?
Well, basically, as far as the name goes, everybody that's from Fall River is known locally as a River Rat.
Okay.
And the fact that I'm also a juggalo and shit, just, you know, comes with the entire fact. So the name just surfaced up, and I took it as a crown and shit, and I just ran with it because it felt right. You know, I felt if I'm going to resurface and recalculate myself back up to this and shit, I'm not just going to come out like I fucking used to and shit. And the way that my character is and shit is, that's my life right there and shit. Everyone takes a look at my Facebook stories and shit, and you guys can think that it's possible pictures and just pictures and that's it and everything. No, 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 that's me taking them fucking things. I'm in front of those fires. I'm out there and I'm fucking living it to be true and shit. I'm in an abandoned fucking factory right now and shit. I call it Hall 6. You may not be familiar with it, but I know if any fans are out there watching me that they're very familiar with reading my post and knowing what Hall 6 is all about.
Okay, cool. And back to your brother a little bit though. When can we expect this type of matchup? Because it really sounds intense though, and the story is there.
Oh, it is intense, and the story is there. Personally, I don't know what the hell is gonna happen and shit. I've been waiting to hear it. So that, like I said, I can't really answer too much on that one because I have no idea. I'm hoping that it comes up in the future and shit. It fucking better somewhere and somehow. But as far as anything else goes, the ongoing shit that I got going on in my life, besides my personal shit, we put that all aside and shit and get on to what it is. Me and Puff Daddy have an ongoing feud. And this feud is deep. I mean, so freaking deep that it follows us wherever we go. If we're stuck in any of the other feds out there, besides KPW and shit, that feud is alive and breathing. And everything that you see upon me and Puff Daddy, we're just balls out, balls to the wall, and just go crazy.
Hey, I dig it. I dig it. That's what type of feud you gotta have, though. In the modern era with wrestling, you don't really have that really suspense belief where you can have that feud taken outside of the ring, such as yourself doing it with your wrestling partner, though. How long you been in the business?
Well, I'm 37 right now. I've been wrestling technically since I was 5, and my first backyard that I opened up and shit, I was 13. So yeah, five to run around and do everything that I got used to. And then 13 and on is when I started performing really in front of everybody else that came into the same backyard as I had.
Okay. Hey, look at you. I dig it, man. I dig it. A lot of guys start out in the backyard. Backyard wrestling is where a lot of people start out. And, you know, they're big, you know, and they adventure other else, though. Where you see yourself going at? What are you trying to accomplish, you know, in the wrestling business, though?
As far as the big businesses go and everything, I could give a shit less if I ever get picked for one of them because, you know, that's so many people's pipe dreams is to, oh, I want to be in WWE. I want to be in AEW, you know? And me, if I get the pick and shit, I definitely choose AEW. But I don't care if I go there, if I don't get there and shit. I'm pretty much focused on the here and now and everything, you know? Because I don't know what's down the line for my future in this company. But I am worshiping where I'm at right now, and that's the indie scene. The indie and backyard scene. And I don't mind doing the backyard scene because backyard is true fucking wrestling too. It's not all about that whole glitz and glamour bullshit and everything. It lets you behind the scenes to see the broadening of new characters, new people, people you never would have thought you could see. Go on YouTube and follow all them YouTube feds out there. KPW, LSW, all them feds that I mentioned and shit. They're YouTube feds. That's the ones that I'm in. I wish I could be in a few others, but I can't go too far, you know?
Yeah, I definitely dig it. The independent scene is definitely where it's at, and a lot of guys killing it, though. You killing it, the Juggalo World Order. Tell everyone about the family.
As far as the JWO goes, I'm still, you know, me and my vice president, Rob Roberts, was still trying to get shit off the tarmac with that. And, you know, it's hard and everything because, you know, this is a cause. and we're trying to fill everyone up with the cause and shit. And of course, since it's the JWO, Juggalo World Order, everyone hears most of the mainstream and shit don't want to understand us and shit. So they hear something like that and they go, oh shit, you better run away. You know, they're bad. No. We're actually making a shitload of sense. We just look a little fucking nuts.
Okay. You guys just look a little nuts, though. I dig it, though. I dig the whole persona and everything. What sort of kind of like inspired you with this whole character? Because when I see you and I see matches of you, you kind of like remind me of a Raven, but I can't think of his name right now, but he was an ECW.
Sandman.
but with a mask. So I hope that's a compliment. But
that's a very big compliment, brother. Big compliment.
Those were
some of my favorite wrestlers growing up. As a matter of fact, yes, I got to admit that some of my shit is like you know reaching out to that, because I saw the style and it wasn't so much that. Of course, I love the styles that they had, but I didn't foresee myself going down their path roads and shit. Yet all of a sudden in ACW as Tommy Tucker back then, I got introduced to everything else and shit. They were like, oh, get a big smile on your face, you're happy to be here, you know, slap the hands of the fans, you know, kiss some babies every now and then. And I was falling into that. And then this same motherfucker that got me into it and shit wound up betraying my ass after it all. And since he was my boss, I more followed the lines of Stone Cold Steve Austin to learn how to say, fuck you, to my goddamn boss. Fuck you, I'm not doing it this way. Fuck you, I'm doing it this way. And you're going to fucking listen. So they dropped their jaw on that matter and shit. And sometimes they don't like me and other feds and shit because I speak the motherfucking truth and they don't like the rhetoric that come out my mouth.
How do you balance that type of life when, you know, you're a no holds barred type of guy, and, you know, and the promoters, you know, also don't really like it or get along that well with it?
Well, you have to imagine too, there is some feds out there that are independent scene and they're more PC, PG and everything. And when it comes to me, I'm very hardcore about the way that I am. So I don't like a watered down version of myself. And even my bosses lately in KPW even told me, yeah, I can't see you as a watered down version of yourself. You know, that's just not you. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I can imagine what you're, you know, exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Because I can imagine myself trying to be fake. The one thing that Juggalos ain't is a fake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. You got to be yourself, though. In the wrestling business, there's so many different guys and, you know, girls, who, you know, wrestlers that's trying to be someone else, though. And I think the best characters or the best wrestlers, professional wrestlers who come across are the ones who are themselves, though. Just be yourself, though.
Yeah.
I seen another thing on your social media. You're a big Scott Hall fan. We just lost Scott Hall a couple of weeks ago. What's your thoughts on that? And were you a big NWO fan as well? Because I see you with the, you know, Juggalo World Order as well.
Yeah. NWO was a good stable, even though I got to admit, I didn't watch WCW. So I grew up more around the D-Generation X's. While they were battling WCW, almost wanting to take over NWO, but that shit never happened. But yeah, as far as Scott Hall goes, the old schoolers like me and shit would still remember him as Razor Ramon and shit. You know, Scott Hall was his real self. That's probably who he'd still be in AEW, actually. Because Razor Ramon, that's too corporate WWE now and shit. But to all of us and shit, I really miss him. I really do miss him. I never got a chance to work with him or really meet him and everything, but like any other Juggalo, or like any other person who is a Juggalo and is just in the ring, that's a brother or a sister to me right there. So lines go that tight, you know?
Yeah, I understand. I definitely understand. You know, we lost a legend in the wrestling business, and he would definitely, truly be missed, though. You say you haven't worked with him, though, but who's some guys that you would love to work with? And tell my listeners some people we haven't, you know, heard of. Like you said, the indies is a very, very hot commodity right now to what's going on, despite, you know, everyone's favorite pro wrestling show that's on TV. If you haven't been to an indie wrestling show, I think you need to go there, though. But yeah, who's some guys you would like to work with?
Oh, I wouldn't mind actually getting to work with Moxley, to be honest with you. Okay. Moxley's a decent friend of mine on Facebook and shit, you know. And we've had a couple differences on site-wise and shit, you know, but nothing really big. But I wouldn't mind working with him at least once in my life right there. Hell, I wish I could have worked with freaking Mick Foley when he was Cactus Jack. That would have been nice.
Okay, so you were like...
At that time, I would have been like a teenager, so it wouldn't have been a fair match to me. Okay. You would have been like, yeah, grow up to be in your 20s and then call me, you know?
Okay, so you're a big hardcore fan. You're a big, you know, deathmatch, you know, type of guy?
Death matches, we only rarely go so far on those and everything. The closest thing I've had to a death match so far would be KPW Rage in the Cage. I fought my now vice president of the JWO, Rob Roberts. I fought him in like what I could say is the closest thing to a death match that I've had so far since the backyard years. You know, I didn't exactly bleed as much as I did in the backyard and everything. But as far as my internal shit goes and shit, I'm constantly spitting out blood in this bed.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's definitely going to take a toll on you. Which one you prefer? Obviously, you know, the adrenaline rush is kicking in when you're doing those, you know, high stake matches, though. But which match you prefer? Which match the River Rat, TJ Tucker, prefer?
Well... No disqualifications. A rat can work around no disqualifications because in life, there is no DQs. There is no pause button. You cannot say timeout, hold the match, ref. No. It just keeps on hitting. And I've heard plenty of people look at me and say, God damn, in your matches, you are relentless. You never let the motherfucker breathe. Well, life doesn't let you breathe, motherfucker, especially not in our business. So. You either bring it or fucking leave it home.
Yeah, you're right. And the wrestling business is a cutthroat business. You got to bring it all the way, man, for real. But you guys, man, we're going to move on here on Talk Pro Wrestling, River Rat. I definitely, like I was saying earlier, the mask is definitely what really drew me on, and I definitely dig it. What inspired the whole mask thing? I can definitely see some words of the Joker a little bit in it, though. But, tell my listeners, everyone, about it.
Well, inside the idea, it kind of reaches out, I would say, to, the Joker and Anarchy from Batman and DC Comics.
Okay.
And as far as anything else, the only other thing I could see is probably like a Purger, which technically I kind of am in this business. Okay. I'm a leader of this new JWO revolution and shit. And this is a faction that fights against what the governmentalities are in your wrestling fed. So no matter where we go, we're probably not going to see eye to eye with you. And you're not going to see eye to eye to us unless you carry in a hatchet the same as me. Or at least if you're a homie. Because other than that, you just a poor-ass motherfucking mainstreamer that don't know jack shit, but yet you think... You do. It's just not true. Come into our world, hear what I have to say, and if you can decipher anything that I say, then you're worth it.
Okay. Hey, look at it. I dig it, man. I dig it, though. But before we move too far on, though, was the mask the whole, you know, thing, a whole idea when you first started, or something, you know, decided... Or click to you was like, you know what, man, I'm definitely gonna do this with the mask, man, because it's bad.
Oh, it came to that decision actually. I never used to come out with a mask. It was all just me and shit with my paint on and everything. But I saw my first mask, and I started thinking, and I was like, you know, these feds, some of these feds, they want me to put on this fucking forever smile, and they want to see this type of face and shit. So you know what? Since I'm not the type of face they want to see, I'm going to give them a face that they have to see no matter what. Now, the smile across this right here is just skin deep. Because behind it, oh, motherfucker, it's dark. It's too dark. Too dark to handle. And when it comes out, it's pure fucking red rage. Any match you've seen me in, you've known my temperament. Do I look happy?
No, you don't. You look like you
do. Do I look happy if I win?
Yeah, you do.
No. I don't care. When the ref raises my hand, what are the first thing that I do? Shove him out of the fucking way. You didn't do that shit. I fucking did. That's on me. Let the juggalo shine. Or I skin your fucking zebra ass and leave it as a pellet on my fucking belt buckle.
Hey, man, I dig it. I dig it. I don't want no smoke, man. I don't want no smoke, man. It's getting real hot here. But, River Rat Juggalo, man, TJ Tucker, I appreciate you coming through, man, and letting all of that out, man, because that was real, real dope. What you got planned for 2022 in the next couple of months, man?
Well, so far, I'm waiting on a KPW show to finally end because I believe they said something about me being in the main event and it might be for a title, which I think is true and shit, which is good because on Death Day, KPW Death Day, I got screwed out of the KPW Masshole title by, yes, my now vice president, Rob Roberts. We already had KPW Rage in the Cage, which was technically after Death Day, and where I faced Rob Roberts in retaliation for what he did. And everything came out okay on that. It hasn't been put out yet and shit, but it is in the works of coming out there and shit. After Rage in the Cage, we were supposed to do this show called Havoc, but something happened and they had to cancel it. And out of nowhere, they started picking us up in the KPW meat wagon for this thing called KPW Bootleg. And so far, I got a campground match. They got me in some other promo talking to Rob. And they're just about to get back to me on the main event and shit. And then after that, it's supposed to be some show called KPW Fuck Off, I think. And after that, I believe I heard one of my crows come by and tell me that there's a show that might be called KPW Basement Wars. So I'm not too sure about what they have. And this company is a mystery to even me, you know? And I'm one of the weirdest motherfuckers they have. And I can't put my fucking finger on it, you know? So yeah, KPW is its own life force and shit. They got Puff Daddy in their fucking pocket. I don't know how much he's motherfucking getting and shit. I think they got my possible boy Versace Stoner too in their pocket, but at least Versace's still cool with me. He's running this thing with Puff Daddy called Puff Inc. I guess it's their little stable or whatever. They can do whatever they want. I really don't give a fucking shit about Puff Daddy, but as far as Versace goes, Besides, I love you. Be good out there, and I hope everything turns out good. Other than that, Tough Daddy can fucking suck my painted juggalo dick.
Okay, man. Look here, man. TJ Tucker bringing it all here, man. Yo, tell everyone where they can follow you at, man. So definitely when you in a town or if they in a town near you, they can come out and definitely see all the madness and come support you.
You can definitely always find me on YouTube if you subscribe to River Rat, all one word except for two capital R's, RIVARATT. And you can always find me on Facebook. Just look under TJ Tucker, the River Rat Juggalo. Type it out that way. You should go right to my freaking thing. I got a page and a profile.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You can catch me and my little baby girl Tabitha all over the place.
Hey, that's what's up. That is what's up, man. Look here. It was a dope time having you on, man. For real. You're a really exciting guy, man. I can tell just from talking to you, man, and all the stories that you have. You're real passionate about wrestling and, you know, passionate about what you do, man. So I want you to continue doing that. And I thank you for your time, man, because I know you're a busy, busy guy. And, man, yo, any shout-outs, anything you would like to say, any questions?
Just a shout out to RW. Thank you very much for and Mac Attack for finally fucking finding me and regenerating me over the years. Thank you to KPW for finding me, and also fuck you to KPW for being a fucking dickwad. And as far as anything else goes, JWO for fucking life, and fuck you, Tough Daddy. Who motherfucking who? Have a good fucking day, man.
Hey, yo, man, thank you so much, man, for coming on. I appreciate it so much, man. Yo, this was dope, man. And you guys, man, we'll be right back here on Talk Pro Wrestling.
Yo, what up? This your boy Kenham Stones, AJ Kofi Weason.
This your boy DOE, Good Brother Bold.
And we are the Dirty Hills. You already know, man, you tuning in to 1130 Podcast. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Dude, that's my job. Not 7:30, but 1130.
Yeah. And you have been Dirty Hills approved.
Yo, we back here on Talk Pro Wrestling. I appreciate everyone sticking with me throughout the commercial break. Yo, the River Rat Juggalo, TJ Tucker, thank you, my guy, for coming through here on the 1130 Podcast, man. It was really dope chopping it up with you, man. The whole beef and everything, man, with your brother, man. And, you know, the whole story of, the, you know, yo, man, I'm digging it. I'm really digging it. I love the mask and everything. And I love your passion. You can tell it, man. I'm talking to you. It's coming right through the screen, man, that you love pro wrestling. And everybody, and ain't nobody going to tell you how to be you. And that's what a lot of guys sort of have in the wrestling business. People or staff members or people who work behind the scenes trying to tell them how to be themselves. So I definitely get what you're saying, man. Definitely get what you're saying. The River Rat Juggalo, TJ Tucker, if he's in your town, if he's in the New England area, the Massachusetts area, Wisconsin, wherever he at, man, go tap into him and check him out for real, man. Dope guy. Yo, man, it is Friday. I thank everyone for tuning in here on YouTube and for everyone who's listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. It's Saturday now, so... But for Friday, for all my listeners today, and man, it's a big weekend. It is a big weekend for all the wrestling fans out there, for all my wrestling fans out there. It's WrestleMania weekend. But before we get to WrestleMania tomorrow, tonight, you guys, we got SmackDown and we got the WWE Hall of Fame. And for those who are not interested in just that, we got Ring of Honor going down tonight, the huge pay-per-view. We got the Briscoes taking on FTR. It's a bunch of matches lined up. I'm a little tossed up in the air which one I want to watch, though. But yo, Ring of Honor is putting on a show tonight, you guys. They are definitely putting on a show. So, woo, that's going to be dope. Also, we got SmackDown, like I said. I'm really not really interested in this whole triple threat match between Ricochet and Huberto and whatever his cousin name is, like Garza, like Angel Garza. Like, really, though? Why did Ricochet had to lose to both of them, though, last week on SmackDown? It didn't really make no sense to me. Now, this week, they're a tag team, right? They're a tag team, and now they're competing for a singles title. So, why would you do this to them? I mean, if they high, if the women love them or whatever like that, why would you sort of have the... I mean, it's a two-on-one handicap match, obviously, you know, but when it all comes down to it, only one person could be Intercontinental Champion, so... Then we got the Andre Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Like, they just kicked that all the way off of WrestleMania. Like, okay. I mean, look at that. Hey, the Undertaker is going into the Hall of Fame tonight, along with, man, the Steiner Brothers. We got Shamel going into the Hall of Fame. We got Vader. He's going into the Hall of Fame tonight, man. Yo, the Hall of Fame is lit. We got Shad Gaspar, who's going to be inducted in, well, he's going to be presented with the Warrior Award. So that's going to be dope, man. That's going to be dope. And obviously, like I said, it's WrestleMania weekend. So tomorrow, tune in to the 1130 podcast, social media channels on Twitter, Facebook, and right here on YouTube. You guys, I will be live with the commission. Yes, the commission will be live right here, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central. So don't miss it. It's going to be dope. We're going to be chatting about NXT TakeOver, which that's coming up tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern. So we're going to come on live right after that. Give our thoughts on what's going down with TakeOver and everything, and also give our predictions for WrestleMania. It has been announced that the KO show will main event night one of WrestleMania, and obviously we all know that Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns is going to main event night two. So that's going to be dope. I'm not pretty sure how I feel about, you know, the talking segment, but like I said, I got a strong feeling. You know, we ain't see Stone Cold this past week on Raw, not the week prior, besides the old funny stuff that Kevin Owens did. I just feel as though they're gonna build this as a talk show, and but Stone Cold is gonna come down with his, you know, wrestling gear on, and he's gonna be ready to talk. But obviously, KO gonna say something slick, and it's gonna turn into a bout. Like, I don't know, just having fun here. But you guys, man, tune in, man. Definitely tune in, and definitely support your independent pro wrestlers. Man, they taking over Dallas. They taking over every city you in, man, for real. So definitely support independent wrestlers. Support, for real. It's definitely important, man. Oh, man. I'm out of here. I'm out of here, you guys, man. I ain't going to keep rambling on. This was dope. Shout out to Off the Top Ropes Podcast, my guy Blackheart. Yo, we was having, myself, along with Warren Marlowe, we had a dope time on Off the Top Ropes Podcast this Wednesday. My man Blackheart test out WrestleNery. Yo, it was a killer game. So make sure you tune in, you guys, every Thursday, man. Yes, every Thursday for WrestleNery on the Off the Top Ropes Podcast social media pages, man. So definitely tap in for that. Shout out to my guy, Warren Marlowe, as well. But you guys, man, coming up next week here on the podcast, yo, last year around this time, it was May, I had a wonderful, wonderful co-host on, my guy Gator Live, man. Yes, man, I ain't spoke to my man Gator Live in a minute, but we're going to chop it up with him next week. We're going to hopefully keep that date locked in for next Friday here on the podcast. We're going to, you know, give my thoughts and, you know, reactions on everything that went down in the past week of wrestling, you guys. So definitely tap in. So Gator Live, shout him out, the Down 5 Podcast, and Dope Discussions with Erica on YouTube, man, for real. Other than that, man, I think I'm about to head on out of here. Oh, one more news, man, for real. I don't know if you guys, Walmart, you know, marijuana weed smokers out there, man, yo, WWE has, took the marijuana policy off the suspension zone, you know, so you can't get suspended no longer in WWE if you've been tested, you know, for marijuana or such. And we all know that Riddle is a big weed head, and obviously RVD is also. But yo, man, a couple of people saying, yo, this ain't true. It's all false. A couple of people saying, look at, when I see RVD and Riddle and the Godfather in the same segment, hey, look at, we on point, man. We on point. So we gonna see where that goes, man. We gonna definitely see where that goes, though. But Papa Paz, man, it's Friday. I'm about to head on out of here. I'll see you guys next Friday here on Talk Pro Wrestling, and also this Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, for our new episode of the 1130 podcast, streaming on EB Radio and YouTube. You dig, man? So that's gonna be dope. 1130 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, man. For real. But before I go, you guys, man, you know what time it is. Don't forget to follow the 1130 podcast on all social media platforms. Follow me on Twitter at the 1130 podcast. Like the 1130 podcast on Facebook. And once again, you guys, subscribe if you haven't done so already. Subscribe to the 1130 podcast on YouTube. You dig? And yo, for all my listeners on Anchor FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys for listening in. 7.4 thousand downloads, total plays, man. You keep rocking it each and every week. So support your podcasters, your local podcasters, your independent podcasters, man, for real. Let's make everybody podcast and page go big, as well as everybody was talking about the slap heard around the world, man, for real. but yeah, man, this was dope. This was a dope session. Shout out to the River Rat TJ Tucker, the River Rat Juggalo TJ Tucker. I don't want no smoke, man. I don't want no smoke. I ain't trying to mess up your name. But thank you for coming through here on Talk Pro Wrestling. But for now, you guys, I'm out of here. On out of here. Enjoy your weekend. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Give all the glory to God, man. Won't he do it? Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. Oh, before I go, you guys, man, see you guys tomorrow live on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. Commission Talks, WrestleMania Predictions, NXT Takeover Reactions, and everything, man. And enjoy WrestleMania. Yo, it's your man Dre, a.k.a. Dre on Wheels. And I'm out.